forget it. The lines are full. Be back in five. WWTC, Minneapolis and St. Paul, 15 degrees, skies mostly cloudy. News next at 11.
NBC News, this is Ann Taylor. In New Orleans, talks are continuing tonight in an effort to settle the police strike there. There's already been one development tonight in the walkout. The city's Civil Service Commission has turned down police demands for higher pay, saying a 15% increase granted the first of the year was fair. In spite of the strike and Mardi Gras cancellations, visitors continue to pour into the city. But one Chicago businessman is disappointed.
My wife and I came with the express idea of seeing the excitement, the color, the festivities, all the dancing in the streets. It's not going to be here. There's no sense for us to stay.
Already 9 carnival parades have been moved to the suburbs. More news after this.
The Wall Street Journal stands alone. No daily publication matches the complete wall-to-wall business coverage it offers. That's why people at the top read the journal every day. In recent issues, the journal examined which graduates are the most likely to succeed. The journal found that today, petroleum engineers are the big men off the campus, the highest paid graduates. The journal also covered the casino industry's latest winning streak, how big lenders are standing in line to ante up construction money. Other journal stories covered the rising cost of beef that has stampeded shoppers to the stores, and an investing theory that suggests the way to beat the market is not by picking winners, but by avoiding losers. All the business news you need, when you need it. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. Right now, you can get 20 weeks of the journal, that's 100 copies, for only $22, a real money-saving offer. So call this toll-free number now, 800-648-5311. That's 800-648-5311. You'll be billed later.
The Washington Post is reporting in its Thursday editions at least 3 Soviet advisors played operation roles in the unsuccessful effort by police in Afghanistan to rescue U.S. Ambassador Adolf Dubs. The envoy was killed last week in the shootout between police and his kidnappers. 2 more large oil companies are cutting back gasoline supplies sent to their dealers. Both Phillips and Shell say that they will trim supplies the first of the month. Dan Blackburn reports from Los Angeles about a prediction concerning higher prices.
Officials of Chevron, which last week began allocating gasoline to its dealers, told reporters here that the price of gasoline will rise another 7 cents per gallon by the end of this year. And they warned of summer shortages unless Iranian oil production resumes. They said the failure of Iran to resume its oil flow would require a 4% cutback in demand worldwide. Chevron economist Kenneth Haley said there is a potential for serious trouble.
It's not a crisis today because the shortage as a result of the Iranian shutdown is comparatively minor. It could become a crisis if we were to lose production from another major producer in the world.
Haley said long-term loss of Iranian oil could produce an economic slowdown in industrial nations. Dan Blackburn, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Attorney General Griffin Bell says that prosecution of several thousand serious federal criminal cases might have to be dropped because of a new law requiring a reduction in the waiting time between arrest and trial. But Bell, testifying on Capitol Hill, described that estimate as the worst that could happen, and he doesn't expect it to. Officials say that 2 Kentucky coal miners have been killed in a mine cave-in. 3 others were injured. You're listening to NBC News.
Looking for something, Betty?
For relief, Mrs. Rollins. Hemorrhoids again. Pain, itch.
Try this.
Preparation H?
Many folks tell me it temporarily relieves occasional pain and itch of hemorrhoidal tissues. Fast.
Really work?
Folks swear by it. Even helps shrink swelling of tissues due to inflammation.
I'll try it. Betty, feeling better today? Thanks to you and Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
New from NBC TV.
This Friday, the 2 hottest comedy hits,
Different Strokes and Hello Larry,
are back to back
and laugh to laugh.
Start off with Different Strokes. Willis threatens to move out to get more privacy.
Then it's Hello Larry. Larry's X-rated radio show gets his daughter in hot water.
Tune in to Different Strokes.
Then turn on to Hello Larry.
They're 2 anything but average families.
In 1 anything but ordinary hour.
On Comedy Night.
Friday night, starting at 8, 7 o'clock Central and Mountain on
NBC. Iran's new government has responded to strong U.S. pressure and released a 22-year-old Marine. Sergeant Ken Krause had been accused by the revolutionary government of firing on Iranians who invaded the U.S. embassy. He said none of the guards fired a shot. Mrs. Jane Krause learned of her son's release from President Carter.
Kenneth is with other Marines on American soil in the American embassy. Now, I don't know if that's the same embassy that he was at before or not, and that they will try to get him home as soon as possible. And quote, Kenneth said, tell my mother I love her very much, and get to my Nina and tell her I love her too, and I'm well.
Sergeant Krause is expected to be flown out of Iran soon. He was slightly wounded in the attack on the U.S. embassy. The Hours lead story, talks continue in an effort to settle the police strike in New Orleans. This is Ann Taylor, NBC News.
Hi, this is Tom Myrie, inviting you to join me for the Early Morning Report. At 5 a.m. daily, we provide you with important farm and agribusiness news, plus our regular fare of news, sports, weather, and interesting feature stories, too. Right here on 24-Hour People Radio, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, your information and conversation station.
At least another hour's worth, anyway. Those lines stay loaded this evening. We've been here with you since 8:35. 375, 1200, and shortly after 9 o'clock, a young man called in, apparently in the advertising business. He'd had lunch today with another advertising man, and also had bumped into somebody else advertising the print media, as well as broadcast. And obviously, in this business, radio and television, when certain stations make major changes, the word does get out, and gets out very, very rapidly. Up and down the street, as they say in the trade. And so he had to ask me the question as to what the future of talk radio is going to be on this station. I simply gave him the categorical and to-the-point answer. The answer, apparently, is there is going to be none. Lines are full. Let's move ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bob?
Just fine.
You know who this is?
Not offhand.
70.
Mr. 70. I didn't hear enough of the voice to get a reading on you.
Say. Listen, I have to get off that 70. I went up a notch.
You're now Mr. 71. Did you hear us sing Happy Birthday last night to a gentleman who was 70 years old as of today? His name is Lewis.
I was listening at you. Yeah, how's things going?
Very, very well, Mr. 70. Good. Very well. How are things going out at Jack's and Golden Valley?
Oh, it's doing real well. Yeah, we're doing real fine. Say, I wanted to know, do you know the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's dog?
Falla. F-A-L-L-A, I believe. Falla.
Falla?
Yeah, a little black Scotch. Scotty. Scotty.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Say, what is this I hear? You're not going to be on the station?
Saturday, apparently, is going to be the last show on WWTC.
Well, say, listen now. Well, I'm going to give you an invitation. Come out and have a drink with me, and we can talk the situation over.
Okay, I'm going to try to take you up on that, and you're usually out there at Jackson Golden Valley on a Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
Among other times as well. Okay, thank you much, Mr. 70. I've got to move those calls along, and thanks again. Nice to hear from you. Let's do this.
Introduce yourself to a remarkable nasal spray that lasts and lasts up to 12 continuous hours. Duration. Duration nasal spray relieves up to 12 continuous hours. Duration relieves nasal stuffiness and sinus congestion. So just one use lets you work all day. Just one use lets you sleep all night. Duration relieves 12 continuous hours. And that's Duration, with the longest lasting nasal decongestant. Use only as directed when needed.
Seems to me there's supposed to be more to that commercial, but I guess not. Let's take this call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I can't stay on long because I'm calling from work, but I heard you talk about amniocentesis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I have a health book, and he claims it may be dangerous. I thought I'd call and let you know about that.
What might be dangerous?
Well, he says now a major government study on the safety of amniocentesis has just been released.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that the comparison shows no significant differences in the rate of fetal loss, prematurity, newborn status, birth defects, or development status at 1 year of age. But then he goes on to say, now don't be misled or fooled by the statement, no statistically significant difference. And do you want me to read the rest of the paragraph?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Because I have been misled by that before. it is of no significance to some persons, but it is of great significance to others, especially where your life or the life of the infant is involved. There's just another short paragraph. Shall I read that?
Sure.
My advice to the pregnant woman is to make sure that you do nothing that requires that this process be endured. Thus, you won't need to have amniocentesis performed. I say eat right and live right, especially during pregnancy, and there will be no danger involved. Well, I guess that's all I have, unless you have any questions to ask.
No, I won't respond
to
that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the time,
and
goodbye now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, goodbye.
Gentleman calling from work, wherever he's working, and had something to say, and indeed was able to say it. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so disappointed to hear that you're going to be leaving. First of all, I gave up TV so I could listen to you. Then I gave up sex in the evening so I could listen to you.
You gave up what in the evening?
Sex in the evening.
Sex
now, how am I
going
to explain this to the Bridge Club with you leaving? I've been a trendsetter. Now what am I going to do? No, in all seriousness, is there going to be...
In all seriousness, I thought you were serious.
No, no, no.
At least
no.
About the last.
No, 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 no. Well, maybe the first, but not the last.
I mean, there are time out for commercials and news and things of that sort.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Is there going to be any way that we can find out what you're going to be doing after you leave the station?
I would imagine that as soon as I find another station, and you'll notice how I'm phrasing it, as soon as I decide and find another station, there will be one. It will be announced, I suppose, in the paper. Probably not on this station, but it will be announced in the paper and billboards and, I guess, some skywriting and things that, you know, modest.
Mm-hmm.
Television ads.
Okay, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open because, boy, I can't miss you. I've given you some of the best years of my life, and I don't want to have to pull a Miss Marvin shot on you now. This stage of the game. Well, I'm real sorry to hear that you're leaving, but hopefully you'll be sticking around and I can hear you again.
I'm sure that you will be.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sex in the evening. I suppose it's all right for some people, but if you're, well, gosh, maybe in this town, it's me.
I work for Avco Financial Services, and I'm here to tell you that every one of Avco's 8,864 people is dedicated. Everyone in this company, including me, takes their job personally. We even sing about it.
We have 8,864 people,
but in this town, Avco's me.
There's a feeling in this company of pride. We want to be the best, and being best has to do with treating people right. Avco is me, is our personal commitment to that. And that goes for all of us, including me, Ross Hett, president of Avco Financial Services.
We have 8,864 people, but in this town, Avco is me.
Avco Financial Services, our people put you in the best company.
The Avco people in your town put you in the best company. For the Avco office nearest you, look in the phone book.
Let's roll along. Those lines stay full. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
I am the one that just said I was so sorry about your leaving. Did you used to be on WLOL?
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
a good many years ago, back in 71, 72.
And you know how to handle people, and you have such a wonderful voice. I like Mr. Hellerman, but he is too abrupt in so many ways with people and hurts their feelings. But I feel badly, and I hope we can find you again. And I certainly will not sit up to 12 o'clock listening to WWTC again. And I know many of my friends, we just listened because of you. So I wish you all the good luck in the world.
Well, thank you very, very much. Nothing that I had choose to add to that, because I think that you said it, you know, brief to the point and sincerely.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night. Till the next time. 375, 1200. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just throw out some food for thought on your leaving. I haven't called for a long time since I was going to school, and I've graduated, and I'm working, and I haven't had a chance to call you in the evening because I go to bed early. But
don't tell me you have given up sex in the evening.
No, 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 no.
Good.
No, no. I used to work at your station.
Yes?
At one time, part-time.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And I know a little bit about it. And I have a little bit of an indictment against the past and present management of the station. I think that you have, you can tell by your listener loyalty that you've got your act together, let's say. You can also tell by, I don't know if people know very much about the radiance in radio, but what they call the book that comes out.
The book. The golden book.
The old book, yes. Do or die. In the rating book that comes out, the Arbitron book, you've been looking very good. So it's not a question of you at all.
Now, slow down. Repeat that. Do you have access to those ratings?
Yes.
And you say that in perusing through the rating book, which, you know, it's not really that hard to get hold of the rating book if you're right. in the industry,
uh-huh.
advertising, broadcasting, telecasting.
Right.
And you say that the ratings have been fairly good.
Right.
Matter of fact, they've been very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, now I can get back to this little indictment I'm going to lay on.
Sure.
I think the present and past management of the station has not been behind the station in a way that they should have in promoting WWTC. They've got a very good product. There is a niche in this market for this type of station. There's no question about it.
Well, when you say this type of station, clarify what you mean by that.
Talk news. News talk.
Talk news, yeah.
Yeah. Combination. I think it was a nice combination.
Been a very successful combination, by the way, in other major markets,
right,
big cities,
right.
Los Angeles.
Right, I was just going to get to that.
Sure.
Any of the other major markets throughout the country, it's worked out. There has been a niche, and there has been advertisers, and it's working out wonderfully. But there has never been any promotion of WWTC in this town. Now, I talked to a lot of people, and, half the time, a lot of people haven't heard of WWTC. Now, of course, you have very intense, loyal listeners. There's no question about that. As tonight, and I'm sure the rest of the night this week, people will be calling and giving their condolences, etc. But a very, very large majority of the people don't even know WWTC, and it's a shame. And the problem is the station has not gotten behind. The management has not gotten behind it, and
well, in all fairness to the management, as you say, past and present, and especially the ones who are present and the ones who are here now, that's the management that took over upon May 16th
right.
of last year when Mr. Robert Short took over. And in all deference and fairness, they could hardly be blamed for a lack of promotion of the other management. And I suppose they made it plain that they probably were going to make a format change anyway, and so in all fairness, they probably reasoned, why are you going to promote something that you're going to change anyway?
Mm-hmm. Well, they took over this, Jason, with the intention of changing the format.
Well, I can't speak for the management, most obviously. I'm simply going by the newspaper articles that I have thumbtacked to my burgeoning pile on my home billboard. A great big board there in my home office, and I have a habit of clipping out all those interesting items that come up. Interviews with Bob Short, comments by Bob Short, interviews with other people in the radio business, interviews and items dealing with the broadcasting industry. And it had been said a number of times, long before the, quote, present management took over, that there was always the possibility of having a format change, which is nothing illegal and nothing reprehensible.
Oh, no. I mean, they hold the license, and there's nothing you really can do about it.
They're right in their decision, area of decision, and I certainly wish them well in their new format. Incidentally, a parting shot, however, you take your news talk formats that have been successful in the Pittsburgh areas, L.A., New York, Chicago, wherever, and many of the smaller markets. It is an expensive operation. News is an expensive operation because, obviously, if you worked here in whatever measure, to do news properly, to run an all-news station, even if it's not going to be all news along with talk, demands a certain number and type of people. And both by the number and by the type and by the skill of people that you really have to have to run a successful news talk operation, any operation, you're going to have to pay those people and you have to have them in quantity.
Right. You can't, not knocking the people they have there now. There's, you know, they've...
No, not at all.
They have worked hard and God knows and I know for not a goal, let's put it that way. And I commend them. But if you are going to have a successful format like News Talk, you're going to have good people, pay them well, and
pay them well,
promote the
right.
station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, as far as station promotion, I'm sort of a mixed feelings on that because maybe I'm naive, but I sort of feel that people will eventually find the station. But maybe you're right.
Well, it looks like we're going to see one of the biggest media blitzes ever in this town in the coming weeks.
Dealing with what?
television switch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Comes the big day. That's next Monday, the 5th of March. Isn't that the day?
The 5th of March, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all sorts of people are going to be confused. And
they'll be switching to Bob Allard somewhere.
Hopefully that will be the case, my friend.
We hope so.
All right. Incidentally, how come you're calling? Don't you realize that according to some people, maybe in management, younger people don't call talk radio stations?
Well,
don't even listen.
I had a little bit of attachment to the station, and I'll be honest with you, I like it. I like your style.
Well, thank you very, very much. Hopefully we'll be talking again. Thank you again.
Good luck.
And good night. And good luck, the man says. 375, 1200. It's now 20 minutes past the hour of 11. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you don't like the young people call up, but I've been listening to you for about 2 years now.
Yes, sir.
And I find your show very, very good. And the point I want to bring up, if they switch to a different type of station, might the ratings go down a lot? Because I know you said that your ratings are excellent.
Yeah, I've been lucky. The ratings for my program, I've been here for about not quite 2 years. They have been very, very good. As far as the station's overall ratings, I wouldn't be in a position, and I would not want to comment about it. They've been published. They've been mentioned in the press occasionally from time to time. Obviously, they hope to improve their overall rating structure, which, of course, is a very intelligent way of doing it, of looking at it.
Yeah, see, I know a lot of people are going to miss you because, you know, I sure will because it's been about 2 years I've been listening to you, close to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Have you and I talked before?
Yes.
I thought we had.
Not lately, but a little while back, and I've talked to you.
Yeah, about how old are you, about 14, 15?
Yeah, 14.
And so that means that you're going to school?
Yeah.
And what are you taking?
I'm taking a composition sciences. That's how I'm into sciences and mathematics.
How are you doing in math?
Pretty good.
Boy, you beat me on that because when I was your age, I was starting to really stumble badly when it came to math. For some odd reason, I never could seem to master the art of mathematics or the science.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really into it and I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see yourself doing, say, in about 6 years when you're about 18, 19?
Me?
Yeah, what would you like to be doing?
I'd like to be after I graduate from college, I'd like to possibly engineering. I'd like to go to France.
You'd like to go to France? What
yeah.
particular reason?
I think that'd be a nice place to live. And I think the French government, I've studied it and looked at it. And I think it's pretty good.
I see. So, yeah, a lot of people do like things over there. A lot of people like France for various reasons. Sure. Well, I'll tell you, if you want to become an engineer, as long as you're doing well in the math department, you've got a good chance because, as you know, engineers have to use mathematics constantly.
Yes. And I listened to your show last night, and I thought that was a complete joke that people said that black people are the ones that lootering, you know, in the stores after disaster.
Well, you heard that fellow calling in. He was steaming. He was mad.
Yeah, he was mad. I think that's a complete joke. I think that anybody during a given chance will take anything. Most people.
Yeah, he was mad, and I was momentarily wrong, because if you listen carefully, you could probably judge in my tone of voice and comments that I was not necessarily in agreement with him. I had not seen television, but I've seen a lot of television stories of that type. And I think I said, well, I guess the television stations have to go where the action is. And the people at that scene of action happen to be black. I guess they happen to be black. But it goes without saying, as you could hear call after call after call come in right up until midnight, the simple fact of the matter is that people, whatever their color, tend to steal, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Sure is.
And I believe you. Anybody gets the chance, most people will take advantage of it.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, years ago, I used to ask a question every once in a while. I'll say if I'd get the right kind of a person, and I'd say, hey, you're driving down a country road all by yourself in a car, strange country road and maybe a county that you've never been in before, and all of a sudden, alongside the road, you see a big black suitcase. And so you get out, and nobody sees you get out, and you put the suitcase in the trunk of your car, and you drive all the way home, 50, 60 miles, and you open it up in the garage, and inside that black suitcase, $50,000 in cash. What? Aha, you say, aha. And then the question is now, to be honest, what would you do with it?
Me personally?
Well, that was the question that I sometimes would ask of people, and sometimes I'd get some hesitation and some strange answers.
Yeah.
Usually they would say, oh, you know, turn it in.
Turn it in, I don't know.
But I don't know. I mean, at least you'd have the right to see first if it was counterfeit.
Yeah.
If it was counterfeit, you wouldn't want to turn it in you know, turn in carefully, otherwise they might think that you were printing money.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't counterfeit, well, gee, I mean, they're not going to miss a 10 or a 20 or a 100 or so, are they?
You know, heck no, especially when you got that suitcase, you're looking at $50,000, you know, and you got it in your possession.
That's right, your possession, finders, keepers.
Yeah.
And besides, anybody who's going to drop a suitcase full of $50,000 along the side of a country road, chances are it was dishonestly gained anyway.
Yes.
Keep the money.
I agree with you all the way, Bob.
Okay. Hopefully you and I will be talking again a number of times in the future.
All right. I hope I can, wherever you go, I can get in touch with you and talk to you again.
I think so, sir. I think so.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much. Always enjoy talking to that young gentleman. I do remember the conversations. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was number four.
Yeah.
And I turned out to be number two. I don't really know what's happening because I tuned in kind of like you are leaving, huh?
Well, it's not so much I am leaving singularly, although that is exactly what's happening. But the station, as of Monday, is going into an extensive, major, overall format change.
And what is the new format?
Well, in detail, I can't give you because that would be up to the management to explain it, and I'm sure that they will with public announcements, but it's going to be a music type of format.
Music?
Music.
Oh, more like Muzak. Well, I will say one thing that I've been thinking about since I found out you were going off is that when WLL signed off the talk shows, it was very shortly after Nixon, and when the public was getting very curious about what was going on and really getting informed. And I think now with all the things that are happening internationally, this is another time when probably they don't want the public to be able to connect with each other.
Ah, you finally stumbled upon the secret. In other words, you reason and you rationalize that here the people at WWTC have decided to veer away from news, to veer away from conversation in the afternoon and in the evening, to keep you uninformed.
Well, do you think that's an unreasonable assumption?
No, I'm going to confess. You're absolutely right. It's all an international conspiracy.
Well, I
confess.
No, I'm not being that extreme. I really am not. I'm no more extreme than your sex advocate, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that both circumstances are kind of questionable, especially when Larry King, you know, is doing such great guns at after midnight when most of, well, I would say three-quarters of the working people are asleep.
Well,
and that doesn't mean that I don't think good measure of a population doesn't work different hours.
No, that's true, but keep this in mind. Larry King is successful, number one, because he's a very, very expert talk man.
Yeah,
he knows
yes.
what he's doing.
Yes.
But he has a setup in which he has, I don't know how many stations that he has in that network. He keeps adding stations literally every day. He must have, well, hundreds of stations.
Yeah.
Who pick up and carry his shows. Small stations, big stations, little towns, medium-sized towns, villages. And probably in many areas, he's maybe about the only consistent talk show that people can listen to.
I think that he's the Phil Donahue of radio. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, in that respect, why talk radio isn't being supported here by your station.
Well,
that's a big question mark with
me. Well, I can't make any comment to that. That's just one of those things. They have a right to make a format change. And they take a very sobering look, which, you know, they may have some salient, reasonable points.
Well, I'd rather listen to public radio than to anything they've got to offer. Except you come close to public radio.
Hey, that is a compliment. That's
I know.
A compliment. Because I would be lost without NPR.
Okay.
No doubt.
I hope you go there.
No, won't go there. Won't go there.
Wherever you are, I'll be listening. And I think they made a big mistake on their sports show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 6 o'clock or whatever it was. I don't even listen to them. And I used to.
Okay. Good night to you.
Thank you.
And good luck. See you later. Oh, lines are full. Tomorrow night we're going to have another 3.5-hour show with an excellent guest. Reefer Madness, the title of the book, a most interesting book, and we should get some good, solid discussion on the use and the history of marijuana in the United States. A good book, all sorts of good conversation, too.
-15 degrees under cloudy skies now in the Twin Cities. Good evening, this is Ron Beckman. Our forecast, winter storm watch continued for Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. Tonight, slowly increasing cloudiness, low 6 to 12 above. Thursday, cloudy with snow likely by afternoon, high in the low 30s. Thursday night, snow again, possibly becoming mixed with rain or freezing.